Would that be a Polish expression?
I don't know.
Or just something they picked out of the...
I don't know what it's
all right. I've heard it say, well, he's from Poda.
Yeah.
Well, it's not used commonly.
Somebody this summer told me, where was it? I think it was somewhere in western Tennessee. I think Weakley County. There's actually Podunk, Tennessee.
Well, they probably, well, now we've got a community up here they call Possum Trot.
Possum Trot.
Mm-hmm. In fact, our congressman, one time our congressman is from Possum Trot.
That sounds familiar. There might be a Possum Trot in Alabama. I know there's a Slap Out Alabama.
Oh, we were talking about Barry earlier. That was Gunther Landing, where he was from.
Oh, yeah.
I just happened to think of them much out of them. No, there's a lot, of course, there's a town here on Arkansas, Missouri line called Blue Eye.
Blue Eye.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, we had a Denver, and we had a Rome at one time. They called it Rome. And Joining County had a place called Mount Parthenon, but now it's Parthenon.
Right.
Oh, there's a lot of odd names. And there's one place, a little community here, they call Who'd Thought It? Who'd Thought It? Antioch, New Salem, you know, from a religious standpoint.
Yeah. There's a Two Egg, Alabama.
Two Egg.
Two Egg. And, let's see. Talking about the religious end of it, in my county, Pike County, there's a Goshen.
Well, we got a Goshen in Washington County,
mm-hmm.
New Salem. And there used to be a little community here called Coin. And Rule, Delmar, oh, there's a peculiar name.
There's one little town in Alabama, spell it A-R-A-B, pronounced Arab.
Arab?
Arab.
Well, you know, take down Highway I-40 down there, you've got a London, and you've got an Edinburgh, and something else in the European name on I-40 from Fort Smith to Little Rock to Conway.
I noticed coming up the back way when I first came up here, there's a place called Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, there's a reason for that. It was originally Alabama, and the people who settled here came from Alabama. That's where my wife was raised, Alabama.
Is that right?
Now, where she was born.
Well, I almost ran off the road when I saw that sign.
Yeah, well, it was originally Alabama, because the people who came up here and settled that area came directly from Alabama.
Hmm. Any idea of what part?
No, it's in some of the old histories, but I don't know.
Let me ask you about this expression of if a child is given the same name that his father has, you say that the child, or if they name the child.
Name for his father.
Name for his father.
Mm-hmm. Of course, now, a lot of them will say they're named after his father,
yeah.
But either one of them, common usage.
What about this animal that barks? You call that just a.
You call it a dog? Because we're calling other names. We got plenty of them.
What about the type that's not a pure breed, but
mongrel?
Mongrel.
Mongrel.
Anything in general that you might call a little tiny yapping dog that makes a lot of racket all the time?
Well, I don't think it'd be nice to put it on tape. He's a nuisance, yeah. I like dogs all that, and of course now they say, where's his place? We've had dogs with pests, and we've become attached to them, but I think there's too darn many dogs.